from the First Baptist Church. It's going to lead us in prayer. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing us to take part. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful tonight that you have given us the privilege of another day to be up and about your business. Father, to enjoy the creation that you've given to us. We also are thankful, Father, that we have a chance to the privilege to live in a country where we can participate in our government like we do. You cautioned us to ensure that we pray for those in government, those who are leading us. And Father, tonight we take time to do that, to pray for this Board of County Commissioners, Father, that they would just simply seek guidance and seek wisdom from you. We thank you for their call to serve our county. And we pray, God, that all the decisions that they make on our behalf would be led by a desire to simply do what's best for those who they lead, that would honor you in all they do. And so, Father, we just thank you for this group and pray, God, that you will just do a great work in our county as we seek to serve you, that you would keep us close and near you at all times. We thank you for this body. For us in Christ's name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're so pleased to have our local pastors that come in and lead us in prayer. It's a privilege to have up here. Before we approve the agenda, I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. And thank you for coming out, being with us. We have a couple of rules. If you've not silenced your cell phone, if you don't mind, if you can do that now. And if you wish to speak, raise your hand, and I'll try my best to see you and recognize you. If you have something that you want to talk about that's not on the agenda this evening, at the end of the agenda, we have a time where you can come forward and state your name and your address, and you can speak for 3 minutes. And then if it's something that requires more than 3 minutes or a decision, then we can reschedule you to come back at another time. With that being said, we will go to item number 3, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Gibbs. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Consent items 4 through 9. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve all of the consent items.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Bids, public hearings, number 10. The board to receive bids for housing rehabilitation, State Housing Initiatives Partnership Program, which is the SHIP program, set for this day at 6 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible.
I move that we, by title on it, we title on it.
We're just going to just accept the bids tonight.
Okay.
Or just open them.
Yeah. We have CB Construction Inc., Chad Banks, and Florida Homes Inc. from Lakeville, Florida, and they actually have two envelopes on it.
Madam Chair, I'd like to want to declare that I'm not related to either of these applicants.
I'm not related either.
I'm not related to any.
I'm not related.
Thank you.
Two different people, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Gilliard. From Florida Homes. Total was $34,246.
$34 what?
$246. And then for Frankie Edwards, Florida Homes was $44,100. Frankie Edwards was $31,634. And for Joseph Gilliard, it was
$25,000. Okay, thank you.
Who's our committee?
The committee
of Jay Mosley, the Governmental Services Group. Lamar Templeton, Jamie Boothby, and Melody Cox.
Okay. I'm assuming that y'all will bring back your recommendation at the next meeting?
Yes, and just for your information, there was a mistake on the invitation to bid. We have that advertised that the documents had to be turned in Friday and we were closed, so we moved it to Thursday, but we did issue an addendum and we have everyone that attended the mandatory meeting confirmed that they received the addendum and understood the change.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We will move along to item number 11. The board to hold a public hearing set for this date at 6:05 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible to consider the adoption of a resolution approving the issuance by the Escambia County Housing Finance Authority of its not to exceed $6,600,000 multifamily housing revenue bonds, Perrytown Apartments, Series 2018, for the benefit of Perrytown Apartments LLC or its affiliate to provide funds to finance or refinance a multifamily residential rental project. Is there a motion to read by title only?
Motion to read by title only.
Hold it a second.
I'm sorry?
What you need to do on this is the hearing. There's a schedule for the questions to be asked. Mr. Wilkerson. You'll read your, if you look at your, there's a process by which we ask him questions and he answers them. There's a script here. And then you would vote to either pass or not pass the resolution.
Okay, I was just, and we'll do that. I was just going to have the resolution read. But
I think you need to do the
questions
the,
first
the
and,
questions
and presentation.
First. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
That's fine. Go ahead.
And well, I can, if you want me to, I can read the questions. We've got a script here.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Welcome again, Mr.
Thank
Wilson.
You. Thank you. So,
is anyone present to represent the authority at this hearing?
I'm Randy Wilkerson, Director of Housing for the Escambia County Housing Finance Authority. The authority will be the issuer of the bonds.
Could you please describe why the bonds are being issued and how the proceeds of the bonds being issued by the authority are going to be used, including a description of the project to be financed with the bonds?
Yes, proceeds of the bonds will be loaned by the authority to Perrytown Apartments, LLC, or its affiliate, for the purpose, among other things, of financing or refinancing the cost of acquiring, upgrading, reconditioning, rehabilitating, improving, and beautifying an existing low-income multifamily rental housing facility known as Perrytown Apartments, also known as Tidewater Apartments, located at 500 South Warner Avenue, Perry, Florida, 32348, and presently containing 100 units.
What's the purpose of the bond issue, sir?
Public purpose of the bond issue is to preserve or increase the availability of quality rental housing for persons of low, very low, middle, and moderate incomes.
What types of bonds are being used, and will the county be responsible for repaying these bonds?
The bonds will be multifamily mortgage revenue bonds issued to finance or refinance a multifamily residential rental project located within Taylor County. The county will not be responsible for repaying the bonds. The bonds will expressly state that the bonds will not constitute a debt, liability, or obligation of Taylor County, the state of Florida, or any political subdivision or agency thereof.
Who will be the financial obligor on the bonds?
Perrytown Apartments, LLC, a Florida limited liability company, will be the borrower on the bonds.
What is the maximum amount of the bonds that will be issued?
Under the current plan of finance, the maximum amount of bonds to be issued will not exceed $6,600,000.
Are there any persons in the audience who wish to speak for or against the project or the bonds? Have any written communications been received into the record?
None by me.
No.
None by me.
Just for this, for y'all as commissioners, done this. This has been done before through Escambia County for a number of years. I think there was a delay in this particular situation. And Mr. Wilkerson, if you'd like to explain why the delay in this.
Yes, basically, if you will recall, last year, May 1st, we went through the exact same process for this project. It was selected for financing by Florida Housing Finance Corporation. It was set to close about 2 months ago. Unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at the tax bill, when the tax bill was brought forward late last year, it caused everything of this deal to stop, to wait and see what the outcome of the tax bill was going to be in relation to its impact on tax-exempt bonds. Of course, as I think most of you know, the tax-exempt bond provision was eliminated from the tax bill, so therefore it didn't affect it, but that created about a 60-day delay. So these bonds are set to close May the 24th, but the TEFRA that we did last year on May 1 expires May 1 of this year. So essentially what we're doing today is doing a new TEFRA to extend to get us past the May 24th closing date. So it's nothing's really changed other than the fact that we're just moving the TEFRA out into the future in order to allow bonds to get closed.
And of course, the tax act that he's talking about is the tax bill that was passed and signed by the president a few weeks or months ago.
Absolutely.
It's not the state of Florida, it's the government.
Right.
U.S. government for that.
Correct. If there are any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions from the board? Okay, and there were no questions from the public. So at this time, we'll go back and I'll ask again, is there a motion to read the resolution by title only?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Demps. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, approving the issuance by the Escambia County Housing Finance Authority of its not-to-exceed $6,600,000 multifamily housing revenue bonds, Perrytown Apartments, Series 2018, for the benefit of Perrytown Apartments, LLC, or its affiliate, to provide funds to finance or refinance a multifamily residential rental project and providing an effective date.
Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I move. I'll second the motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Demps, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Public, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Public request number 12. The board to consider the appointment of one member to the Taylor Coastal Water and Sewer District Board as agended by Diane Carlton, office manager. As far as I know, there was only one applicant, and that was William H. Huxford. Is that still just the one? Okay. Is there a motion?
May I ask a question?
Sure.
I don't personally know Mr. Huxford, but my wife was a classmate of him, and she speaks very highly qualified person. I'm not sure from the information that I read here that Mr. Huxford has water or sewer. And I didn't know if that was one of the prerequisites to serve on the board, that you had to take water or sewer. I know you have to own property, which he does, but from what I read, it's a vacant lot. So I'm just asking. I'm certainly not going to vote against Mr. Huxford, unless our attorney advises me to defeat the point.
Application says number of years residing in Taylor County, are you a registered voter? Do you own homestead property in the Taylor County SWD services area? Explain what knowledge or interest qualifies you for consideration of appointment to the board. He's got an attached letter. Would you like me to read that?
Well, did I read the tax letter correctly? That's a vacant lot.
Let's see. I'm a Taylor County native, grew up in Perry, attended Taylor schools. Graduated Valdosta State 73 with a BBA accounting degree. I worked in corporate accounting for several years, then began a construction career in carpentry. I have 35 years in residential commercial building. For 20 years, I operated my own remodel company in the Wood River Valley, Idaho. My family has owned property at Nickel Beach since the 1950s, and I'm very interested in the PCWSD future. Does not say this.
Do you know Mr. Bishop?
I don't know. I got a suggestion.
Okay. Table this.
Well, you could appoint him contingent on finding out whether, in fact, number one, does he have to be have water or sewage down there, and then if you have to and he doesn't, then he's not appointed, and then if he does, then he is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But I just have to make a comment here. It's been very difficult to fill this position.
Really?
And it doesn't, for me, as one commissioner, it doesn't matter to me if he buys water or sewer or not. If he owns property and vehicle and he seems to be qualified, that would work for me. Now, if the rules say that they have to buy water and sewer, is that something that we would wish to amend at some point in time?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Stanley Crane, 901 Riverside, Steve Hatchie. I don't remember what their charter is in approaching this. I know the charter for Steve Hatchie is that the board members have to be owner of a homesteaded property in the service district. Not just property, but homestead. They have to prove it. Mm-hmm. I suspect that probably the same there, but I don't know.
It probably is. What is the pleasure of the board? Do we want to?
I like Mr. Bishop's suggestion.
Okay.
And if you'll allow me, I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
That way, point Mr. Huxford, with the understanding that our attorney or somebody from the administrator will check and see if he's newly qualified. If so, I have no problems.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
I just noticed this was submitted by Ms. Carlton, the office manager of the Water Sewer District. I mean, I don't know if they would have vetted this person or not. Yeah. It came from their recommendation.
Right. I mean, we can just, we'll check it out and mm-hmm. see. But like I said, for me, I don't have any problem with it, but unless somebody tells me a reason why I should have a problem with it.
It might be being checked out on an iPhone right now, so maybe we'll know something before the end of the meeting.
Okay, well, we'll move on in the meantime then. Constitutional mm-hmm. Officers, Other Government Units, number 13, Chuck Mincy, Taylor County Sheriff's Office, to appear to request budget transfer from the jail reserve for capital budget for maintenance and repairs at the county jail. Welcome.
On behalf of Sheriff Wayne Padgett, good evening.
Good evening.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
From the board.
Honored to have you.
Thank you, sir. We have have encountered three significant maintenance issues at the jail during this current budget year that has significantly impacted our budget. I think LaWanda may be able to give us some details on those, but I have the numbers and the breakdowns if you all have any questions of me. These are unanticipated items. A generator, had a problem with the generator. It made it through the hurricane. It ran 3 or 4 days, but after that, it gave out on us. So we don't know if it was due to the hurricane or not. Mm-hmm. We certainly had that on the radar for a FEMA reimbursement if that's so qualified. The other two were related to the air conditioner, a chiller, and
There's a swill cooler that had to be replaced that was $4,240. And then there was a $2,900 expense for a replacement control computer for the large chiller. Now, the generator repairs were $2,063, which would come out of the R&M budget, which was originally $9,000 for R&M building and grounds.
So those three things in itself is a significant impact that we didn't anticipate. We'd ask that if there's any monies available that we can move over to help us finish the rest of the year, we certainly appreciate that.
This is the ordinance. Sir? This is the ordinance.
Yes. What we are requesting that the board consider is there is a reserve account named Reserve Capital / Jail that has a balance of $115,251 in it. Now, this is an old account that I believe was originally set up when we were housing inmates for other counties years ago, which we are no longer doing. So we will not have any recurring revenue into that account. That's just what the balance is. But if we could reclassify $7,140 of the what was charged to repair and maintenance of equipment or building and grounds, if we could reclassify that to capital out of that reserve, that would free up $7,140, which do you think would be sufficient?
That should be sufficient to carry us through the end of the year. Sure.
I think it's a good suggestion to take it out of that account.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the board's been made aware of the condition of the jail, but it's over 30 years old, and it presents challenges sometimes in finding parts to fix the faucets and the plumbing, and we've actually had to rob a lot of stuff out of the closed down pod to keep the operational pod going. So
that's because we got it paid for. You know, when you buy a car, you get it paid for, and they press a button in Detroit.
It is what it is. We've got a roof problem. Contractors are coming this week to give us a quote on the roof. Now, we reached out to three or more local contractors, and we didn't get a bid or a quote back from any of those contractors. I'm not sure if it was too big of a job for them or they were too busy. But we reached out to our local contractors first, and now we're reaching out to Tallahassee and Lake City.
If, do y'all have a list of things that need repair or replacing or problems with the jail?
We do. I spoke to the gentleman that came out and did a survey for space. He did a space survey for the board.
Yeah.
And he asked me a lot of questions about the age of the jail, the lock system on the doors, and he was familiar because apparently he worked for a company that did architectural work on jails. He pointed out that all the door locks that we use were from a company that are no longer in business, and we knew that, but he talked about the locking mechanisms, and he made some recommendations to us off the cuff what he would do if we planned the long-term use of the jail. I don't know what the long-range plan is to repair, overhaul, and continue using it, or look to build a jail in the future. I don't know. But to answer your question, I can certainly get some numbers and bring back to you.
Okay.
This will get us by though for the time being.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, we met the other day and asked Chuck to get the roofing costs and other, even rebuilding the pod, get those figures for us, because we're halfway through the year. We're going to start the budget process on our end anyway. start putting together work with departments and getting these cost figures. And I think I can see this be part of the budget process.
Sure, sure. We're not at a critical point at the jail. I'm sorry if I led you down a path. It's just we're seeing more and more maintenance that we have to do.
Right, and that's going to come in. And I was just, what I was getting at was, you know, a 5-year capital improvement mm-hmm. plan. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to see those so you can start planning ahead instead of getting to a point where everything is broken one time.
Right. Right. We replaced one of the air conditioner units a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. The other one is the backup to that, and this is a 30-year-old unit. So that's an item that we should certainly put on the list to look down the road to replace. So there's a number of things like that. The generator, it's old, and I'm not sure how old it is, but that's another item that we need to look at for long term.
If I could add, Chuck, I guess the one redeeming thing in the jail is not overcrowded.
We are not overcrowded.
There's a vacant pod. There's space in the hotel. So that's a good thing. So I would anticipate using this facility for probably another 10, 20 years or so.
We're working diligently to keep the population down, and I want to give credit to Marty Tompkins. The sheriff appointed him to oversee the medical expenditures at the jail. He's on top of it, and I think that you've seen a dramatic decline
yes.
in medical costs at the jail,
yes.
and we sure appreciate all the hard work Marty has done for us out there on that.
We sure do. We appreciate Marty. We appreciate all of y'all, our sheriff and all of y'all, for what you're doing. And there's comments coming from the public that y'all are doing a good job.
Good.
Keep it up.
Thanks so much. Let Sheriff Paget know. And okay. Thank you all for having us.
I want to say one thing. I appreciate what y'all put on Facebook about the trash on the road.
Yes, yeah. I heard about it.
Yes, sir.
I'm real proud of y'all for that.
We had citizens called in about Pisgah Road. It was
yes.
a large amount of trash.
Yeah,
it was.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
Sheriff sent the work crew out. We cleaned up the whole road there. Went through the trash bags, found a lot of mail. So we've identified the names inside the trash, not to say that we can prove they threw it out, but we can certainly go to the house and speak to them and ask them if it was their trash, just to be more attentive of their load when they're going to the garage.
That's a pile of it. That's
yeah, and I, by the time I got there, it was already picked up, and I'm like, whoa, this is good. So we really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Those work crews are invaluable. They do a lot for the citizens.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
it,
Chuck.
Okay, is there a motion?
I make a motion that we authorize staff to fund these items out of the jail contingency fund.
And I'll take it.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Again, thank you so much. County staff items.
I got your answer for you.
I'm sorry?
We got the answer to the question.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the ordinance. It says commissioners of the district shall be owners of property within the district who are registered electors in some county in the state of Florida, at least 5 of whom shall reside in Taylor County. So it's, what it's saying is that I think Mr. Huxford qualifies.
Yes.
And I don't think you need to change it. You know, it's a practical matter.
Right.
Good. Thank you. Okay, number 14, board to consider approval of change order to the contract for rehabilitation through the SHIP program on the home of Dallas Myers, as agenda by the grants director.
The change order is an amount of $6,071. The funding will actually be coming through the hazardous loss mitigation program. Mm-hmm. We are doing a demo and new construction on a home for him, and we wanted to add the hurricane preparedness shutters and doors to it. So if there's a change order over $5,000, even though it's grant money, SHIP requires us to get board approval.
Yeah, no impact, no fiscal impact to the county.
No, it's 100% grant funded.
Good. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a motion by Commissioner Dempse, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
For the record, I'm not related. You just don't know about
it. Not related.
I'm not related.
Not related. Motion carries. General business, number 15. the board to discuss roadside cleaning and mowing as agended by Chairperson Fiegel. I just, you know, I've had a lot of people, you know, asking a lot of questions about the mowing and a lot of comments and so forth. And I'm just wondering, do we need to put on another crew, say for the summer months when we have a lot of growth and a lot of rain, or are we going to be able to handle it? Or
are you suggesting like the sheriff was recommending, the sheriff's crew? Or
well, I mean, just I'm not suggesting where we get it from. I'm just wondering if we should add another temporary crew, just some to get us through the summer, not full time.
Would be a bad idea.
It's a pretty good idea. Now we got our mowing contractor. He picks up some trash. If you add an extra cycle in the summer, if he's got the manpower to do it.
Yeah, we had costed that out to do four cycles or something. That was just for trash, but I can get you a cost though. We can get a cost on that.
Yeah, and if one wanted to do it, that would help. The other thing is, for instance, on some roads, specifically like Not All Rise Road, where the grass, and there's other roads, I'm sure, where the grass has grown over onto the road, so it, a narrow road already, but it makes the road appear even more narrow. Now, who have we ever had anybody to trim the grass back off of the road like that?
We have.
We have our road department will do that.
I got one done just a couple weeks ago in my district.
Okay.
I had one done 3 or 4 years ago, short road, half a mile.
Okay.
I haven't had one done yet, but I'm pretty sure I can find one.
What you normally do is take the motor grader and you're a skilled operator. You just,
yeah.
And then you run a mower over and you kind of
work over on that.
Yeah, well, in that same area where the grass is grown over probably a foot, maybe more, I'm not sure. There's a lot of decayed leaves too because it's a lot of trees there. It's kind of like canopy almost. So you get the grass and you get the pile up of leaves and rotten leaves that it you know. Okay, well, good. That's
good
where.
That,
yeah, okay. But if we can find out about another mowing cycle and see what that would cost us, it's hard to keep up with the mowing.
All right.
Thank you. Item 16, the board to discuss adoption of draft resolution in support of requesting that Florida Department of Transportation, FDOT, place signage to honor three-time NFL Super Bowl champion LeGarrette Blount on state right-of-way as agended by Commissioner Dempse. Commissioner?
Yes, ma'am. I was asked by a group to ask, could that be done? So I says, I don't know, but anyway, tell me a little more about it. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Troy Aikman.
Aikman.
Okay. Nigel Brandon over in Wakulla County. There's another one in Quincy. I went up and looked at those signs, and one of them is a state road sign that we were talking about, I think about 30 inches with the silver pole. All 4 points of the county, they got a signage there, and they allow, his name says, I believe it says Quincy, the home of Nigel so-and-so, two-time champion of the Super Bowl. And that's all it says, you know, just welcome them to the city or the county. I was asked by a group to ask the county, would they go ahead along with that? And that is my plea to ask you, you know, if he had been one of them kind of people that was, you know, he killed five or six, you know, we have all kind of money spending and trying to keep him in jail. But since he's not in jail, then he's free.
I do too. And I've seen those kind of signs. In fact, yeah. I believe it was Cairo, Georgia, some athlete, hometown of whoever.
Yes, yeah. Well, we have a resolution prepared, so would you like to make a motion that we read the resolution in its entirety?
Or?
Entirety.
Do you have it?
I got it right here in front of me. Okay. I'm ready to go.
That's
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have the motion by Commissioner Dibbs, second by Commissioner Page. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, in support of requesting that the Florida Department of Transportation place signage to honor three-time NFL Super Bowl champion LeGarrette Blount. Whereas LeGarrette Blount attended Taylor County Public Schools and graduated from Taylor High School in 2005, and whereas LeGarrette Blount is a three-time Super Bowl champion wearing number 29 for the Philadelphia Eagles, and whereas LeGarrette Blount helped the Eagles win their first Super Bowl title, defeating the New England Patriots, final score 41-33 at Super Bowl 52 in 2018. And whereas LeGarrette Blount had 90 rushing yards, which included a 21-yard touchdown in the Super Bowl 52, and is one of only four players to win back-to-back Super Bowls with different teams. And whereas the residents of Taylor County are proud of their hometown hero, having brought national attention and recognition to their rural community. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County desires to recognize and honor LeGarrette Blount by requesting that the Florida Department of Transportation place signs honoring LeGarrette Blount at selected state roads entering Taylor County, Florida. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, that, one, the Board requests that the Florida Department of Transportation place signage on state road right-of-ways entering Taylor County, Florida, recognizing LeGarrette Blount as a three-time NFL Super Bowl champion and hometown hero. Passed and duly adopted this second day of April 2018.
Thank you.
Do I need to give another motion?
Motion to accept.
To accept.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gibbs and a second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now that would be, it would say Taylor County, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Well, I'm very honored to support that. I think it's a good idea.
Appreciate it. I know they do too.
Okay, County Attorney, item number 17. The Board to consider adoption of a resolution to honor the memory of Commissioner Franklin Delano Russell Sr. as prepared by the County Attorney. Is there a motion to read this resolution in its entirety?
I move.
I second.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Demp, second by Commissioner Moody. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
A resolution of the Taylor County Board of County Commissioners honoring Honorable Frank Delano Russell Sr. Whereas Honorable Frank Delano Russell Sr. passed away on February 10, 2018, the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County wish to express their appreciation for Frank's long service to our county. And whereas Mr. Russell served as a county commissioner after having been elected six different times in three different districts in our county for over 20 years. And whereas during all the years that Mr. Russell was a commissioner, he always championed and helped the elderly in his district and, in fact, throughout Taylor County, Florida. Some of the numerous projects that Mr. Russell helped to construct were the Taylor County Sports Complex, the Keaton Beach Boat Ramp, the new Doctors Memorial Hospital, not to mention his insistence to be good stewards of county funds. And whereas the board and citizens of Taylor County will surely miss Mr. Russell, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners that Honorable Frank Delano Roosevelt Sr. served his county with great dedication, and his service to all citizens of Taylor County will be missed, and what he did for our county will always be remembered. Passed and adopted in regular session the second day of April 2018.
I move to accept.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Dibbs, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I want to say something. I know that Commissioner Russell worked very hard for his district and anybody else in Taylor County. He was very dedicated to his job and helping other people. And he's greatly missed here on this board. Okay. Item 18. the board to consider adoption of a resolution to establish the Hampton Springs Park Advisory Committee as prepared by the county attorney. Is there a motion to read by title only?
Motion to read.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Page. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida that establishes the Hampton Springs Advisory Committee. For y'all's information, this is very similar to the one we did on the
Cabbage Grove Cemetery.
Cabbage Grove Cemetery. I couldn't remember. I knew it was a cemetery, but I couldn't get the Cabbage Grove out of my mouth. And it's got blanks there for folks, so you need to determine at some point who you want on the committee before you sign this resolution.
I move we adopt the resolution, and then later, as Ms. Melody Cox works with the group of people, that we come forth with a list. Or if you already have a list.
We are having our first planning meeting, organizational meeting, next Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Historical Society. They are running an ad in the paper about it right now. They started last week in the next two papers.
There is considerable interest in this, so I think we'll be able to get to 7.
Keep good notes.
We will.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adopt this?
I move.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Demp, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 19.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
May I make a comment?
Sure.
Regarding the Cabbage Grove Cemetery, Mr. Bishop mentioned we did a similar resolution to that. I'm not on that committee, even though I did communicate with those folks by the telephone. Just recently, I had a call, and this group of folks have really been diligent in their research. They've done a lot of research up in Tallahassee. I happen to have a brother who works for the state, and he was able to get with this group. And they had some cadaver dogs out there last week. And the cadaver dogs pointed and identified 17 hits where graves were. And they could have missed some, like if you got 4 or 5 graves in a row, you might have just hit one time. But they've done mapping and flagging, and they've correlated old Cabbage Grove Baptist Church records, and it got a lot of Taylor County names there. And I found out that I have a relative that's probably buried there. She was on the church road. She was born in 1856, she was 11 years old, and died of typhoid fever. What's 11 plus 1856? 60, whatever.
67.
So it was, I mean, it's the same name on the church roll as in our genealogy records, so I would assume that she's probably buried there. So I just report that that's one successful endeavor that citizens have taken on, and on the plan is to erect a bronze marker, because there are no markers for any graves there, and list the names of people, Sheffields and Youngs and Page and Lee and probably Vowell and then, you know, all the folks that they get off the church road. Just share that for information.
That's interesting. It's very interesting. I'm glad that that person started that, and I'm glad that we're able to do what we're doing.
Yeah, and it's no cost to the county.
Right. Okay, thank you for that bit of information. Item number 19. The county attorney to discuss proposed opioid litigation.
I was sitting in my office minding my own business. And I got a call from Rod Smith. Rod Smith has been active in politics all over the state of Florida and was a state attorney down there in the 8th Circuit for a number of years, and now he's in private practice with the firm of Avra and Smith. Bill Avra was a famous lawyer down in Gainesville who did a lot of personal injury law. I met him a long time ago. He was a really fine lawyer, and they're fine lawyers. But he contacted me about if Taylor County would be interested in joining as a plaintiff in a potential class action in state court against opioid manufacturers, their roles in distributing of opiate drugs. I said, well, you know, I don't know what the county wants to do on this, but I'll certainly give them your, you know, let you know and let them know what your plan was. And so what he did was he sent me an opioid litigation proposal, and I made a copy of it and sent it, and it should be in your packet, and a contingent fee retainer agreement. If you went through there, there's where the large deaths of opioid are down there in South Florida, like Broward and Dade County. If you looked at the graph that they had, and we and Taylor haven't had too many, but there's a lot of folks that are hooked. And the way I know about that is because some of them come in to my office who get in trouble because of that. And there's a contingent fee retainer agreement. If you read through that, it's a standard contingent fee agreement. In other words, if y'all agree, say, okay, we'll agree to go into the class action and Taylor County would be a party plaintiff, there's absolutely no money from Taylor County. In other words, the filing fee and all that other stuff, they're taking the chance that they'll win, and that's how they get paid, and they get paid back. Now, you can rest assured that if they do get enough counties to go into this, it's going to be a big fight, and it'll be a long time before it's either finished, whether it's settled or whether. But his point was that, you know, if we joined in it and they got a big settlement, then it would be money for the county and for the sheriff and so forth and so on. I thought that it was a good idea to call the sheriff and see what his feelings were. In all honesty, he wasn't totally against it, but he wasn't that for it. He said he's old school, not believing in suing folks. Well, you know, that's what he said. I called and talked to Ms. Fiegel, and she said that you said you were going to talk to him about it. Did you have the opportunity yet?
I have not had the opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what he said. Again, there is no cost to the county, and that's what the contract says, the contingency fee contract says. It's totally up to y'all, but although we might not have any great number of deaths now, we may have some in the future. Yeah. And I know that it's a big problem.
Yeah.
And the reason I know about this is because, like I said, people come in and say that, not necessarily the person that comes to see me, but they come and see me and say, well, my friend was injured and then got hooked on these nasty things, and now they can't get off of them. And, you know, can you help us get them a place to go to try and get off of them and rehabs and so forth?
I happen to know a lot about this.
And, I know you do.
Over 6,000 people died in Florida in 2016 from opioid misuse or overdose. It's time that we step up and that we send a message to these people that are pushing this stuff. And when I say pushing, my understanding is they're at doctor's offices convincing the doctors that this is such a great medicine. And then the doctors are prescribing and our people are getting addicted to this. It's very difficult once they're addicted to get off of it. I am 1,000% in favor of moving forward with this. There have been people here that passed away.
Yeah, can I make a comment on this? At one of our last county managers roundtable meeting, a number of counties are entering into these type of suits. how they select their attorneys is a little bit different. Some go up for RFPs and others. I don't know if you can help me out there, but a number of counties are entering into this type of lawsuit. You probably have more damages than you really realize. For example, Jackson County was not a coastal county where it worked, but when the BP lawsuit, the initial BP lawsuit, a number of counties joined in, we were asked to join in. We're not coastal. Well, we quantified gas tax money we lost, we quantified bed tax money we lost, and we ended up with $260,000 settlement, even though we weren't even a coastal county. My point is, though, you probably got more damages of this nature than you realize.
Well, yeah, one of the things echoing that is indigent health care at the emergency room,
yes,
where somebody goes in there that's strung out on these drugs, and then, you know, you have to treat them.
And, you know, for me, it's not about getting a big settlement. It's about trying to stop this. But the way you stop it is if you can get into their pocketbooks, then that's a way to stop it. So whatever we have to do, I have talked to our representatives and senators in Tallahassee, and I've talked to some from down south, and something needs to be done, whatever can be done to stop this. Yes.
I want to concur with the comments that our chair has made. These opioids have affected family members in my family. And it's a difficult thing to get hooked on. And it causes all sorts of problems. So I, too, would support us joining this settlement. Don't care about the money. I believe I read recently that a bill passed in the legislature this year and it still would allow a doctor to have a medical need, a surgery for that. And you need these drugs that they can prescribe, a 3-day supply or maybe a 7-day supply. And I'm sure if you still have terrible pain, they might need 3 more days. But we've got to take care of sick people. And I've had to take some of these things. They make you feel crazy, I know that. And I got all of these things. My wife took the pills and hit them. She said, I don't want you hooked on that stuff. But when you get hurting so bad you think you're going to die, I'm going to go shoot yourself. Those things have a place, I think, in medicine. But you don't need to be prescribed 100 pills in one bottle.
All right.
So I support the commission.
Thank you very much.
I support it 100% because I've seen firsthand what it can do. And it goes all over the country. It's not just Florida. It's everywhere.
What and place is it?
And if we get your money out of it, the sheriff will sure need it to help stop this business that's going on around here. So it'll be a blessing anyway.
If the sheriff doesn't need the money, I'm sure Doctors Memorial could use it in their emergency room department.
Because I'm sure the people that go to their emergency room don't pay
anything.
They don't pay a thing. They just get the services and go on about their business.
Well, it affects many, many things.
Yes.
There aren't many families, I don't think, in this county that aren't affected some way or other by this overuse of prescription drugs.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I think we need to go on record. I go on record. I support you.
You want to make a motion?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Multiple seconds.
Okay, and me too.
All right, the motion would be I'm helping the clerk.
Yeah.
If y'all don't mind. To have the chairperson sign the contract and also sign the notice that you've been aware of the plaintiff's rights, all that's in the packet. Once that's signed, get it to me and I'll send it to Mr. Smith.
Okay, that's the motion.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries, and I'll be very, very happy to sign that.
Yes, ma'am, I know you will.
Okay, county administrator items, number 20, the county administrator to discuss informational items.
Moving on, do not hear. I only have one informational item. The Department of Economic Opportunity, and I think I told you, Commissioner, they want to do a roundtable workshop with our community leaders. They have a 13-county initiative. Opportunity for improved economic outcomes in 13 counties. They've identified 13 counties in the state: Calhoun, Gaston, Taylor, Putnam, Marion, Citrus, Hernando, Sumter, Indian River, Highlands, Blades, and Henry County that are lagging behind the improved economy. And they want to work more closely with these counties, Taylor, of course, being one of them. And I met with them one time already. They want to have a meeting with back to school board, commissioners, sheriff, Scott Frederick, any person that would be of interest to be at this meeting. And they're going to bring on their part state representatives from across the school board, DDO, any of state organizations, so they can hear what our needs are. There's a proposed meeting date of May the 3rd. That's a Thursday. That would be the Thursday after our first meeting in May.
What time?
Don't know yet. I wanted to kind of discuss that with y'all. If y'all are okay with this, of having this May meeting, possibly set up our workshop that month, then I'll work with them on setting up the time. I'll be during the day if that's okay, because I'm guessing people from Tallahassee would rather do a day meeting than an evening meeting. So,
as far as I know, I'm available.
9 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Or an afternoon meeting, don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, whatever time they can get
yes.
here.
Yeah, I'm going to give as accommodating to them as we can.
Yeah, and we want to have the meeting here?
Probably.
Unless
we have
well, I don't need data on that report. I think I sent it to y'all, but by county, we're not stacking up too good.
Yeah, we're lagging behind a number.
Even in the 13 counties, we're behind a lot of them.
Okay.
Anyway, they want to come to hear what we need for economic projects, so if y'all are okay with that, I'll contact him and we'll work toward firming that up.
Yeah, just let us know what time.
Okay.
Anything else?
One other thing, the next workshop, we don't have a whole lot of items scheduled yet for that agenda. The next workshop, next week, do we want to discuss the VP projects at that point? Or
I can't be here. I got something that I got to take care of.
Okay.
On the 12th, I was going to ask if it's on the 12th. I have something that I can't be here either.
Okay, we just want to cancel this one then? We
that or reschedule
to.
Either one, yes, whatever.
We didn't reschedule or cancel because they would leave two. I got something on my calendar I can't change.
Okay, I'm okay with it if we don't. If we cancel, because we didn't have any. But a lot of topics. So.
BP discussion is fine whenever we have it.
Well, if we do that, we'll be all the work we can.
Yeah, okay.
So
we're going to cancel then next week because I have something I have to be at.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
Is that okay? What date did you say?
The 12th.
We're canceling the next one.
Canceling the 12th.
Right.
We're talking about
that. That'll work.
Okay. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Item 21, comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items. If you're here and you wish to speak about something that was not on the agenda this evening, you can come forward, state your name and address. Yes, ma'am. You're not fussing at us this time, are you?
Cindy Moore, 114 Pine Tree. Comrade, that was a good job.
Thank you.
You very well. Has anybody put any feelers out to see why the governor has not done anything about appointing a commissioner?
Our newspaper man has.
I have repeated it.
Huh?
I have repeated it.
Well?
There'll be an article tomorrow today.
I don't like sitting here looking at an empty chair. I'll write him a letter. I'll be happy to. Nick Riley's no longer with the FWC.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but he's not.
Aaron, are you free to clue us in, or do you want us to wait till tomorrow?
Well, it'll cost me 50 cents, but I'll wait a day.
We're going to buy you paper anyway.
They were very lax in getting back to me when I finally did get a response up in the wording of the letter. I was released the 11 applicants. I will list the 11 applicants tomorrow's paper. They would not give me a timeline. He says that it's still open and would not give me an estimated date, even though I detailed how many meetings have gone by without representation for that district. And it, believe it or not, it's piled up to 7 or 8 now. And still does not give me timeline. We do have 11 applicants.
Yes.
We've been asked by a number of my constituents, what are y'all doing about getting another commissioner? So I took it upon myself to call the governor's hotline and spoke to the appointments secretary, a lady named Gabby. Told her I was commissioner down in Taylor County. We had had a vacancy for some time with Secretary Commissioner Russell Hale. And could she give me any information? She said, yeah, I can give you this information. The application process is still open. And I said, well, I understand that. And I understand you already have a number of applicants. Could you tell me a little bit about whether the governor is ready to make an appointment or when? She says, it's my understanding the governor has a choice to appoint or cannot appoint. I said, well, I read the statute that says the governor shall appoint. She said, well, I can't comment on that until I talk to our legal staff. So I'll close by saying the application process is still open. So I got nowhere.
That's the same response I got 2 or 3 times until I pushed really hard and at least got a list.
You got that, more right. You got more than I got.
But it took really tersely worded emails. But still didn't get a contact, which is what I wanted.
My response to that would be, how long would he take to replace somebody that he needed? He'd do it real quick. So why is he treating the people of Taylor County like he is? I'll leave you with that.
Right,
the second thing, or the third thing, is the paper. What they said about Old Dixie Highway. Well, I go home that way from Walmart. All right, I'm not at that upper end up there with the people, and I'm before where the guy was on the skateboard. 98 is a problem. I nearly hit somebody one night coming in from fishing from Hickory Mound. I couldn't see them. And I don't know if y'all can do this or not. I don't have a clue. Y'all on the road on Old Dixie.
Okay.
All right. Can y'all not require, if they don't have anything reflective clothing, they can venture by some tape and tape up a bicycle or tape up a skateboard if they're going to be stupid enough to get out there on the road with a skateboard and tape require a helmet if they're going to get out there. When we was kids, we knew better. We didn't get on the road at night with a bicycle. We'd got our tail beat. And this is adults doing it. It's not kids. So I'm just asking, since, you know, y'all are the owners of the road, can y'all get a little tough with some of this stuff like Four Rivers did down there with Cow Creek Grade? You know what I'm saying? And say, look, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to do this, this, and this, because it looks like the city's going to put it up on y'all to start with.
Okay, I'm going to refer that to Mr. Bishop, but my question to go along with hers would be, if we were to do something like that, would it be saying to the people, it's okay to do it as long as you have this on or that on?
It helps a driver.
Which would not be okay.
You can't see them. You can't see nobody. They out there with dark clothes on, and you're up on them before you even know it.
Well, there is state statute that if you're riding your bicycle, you have to have reflectors on your bicycle.
That's what I thought.
Well, why don't they have some on their clothes? They wear dark clothes. It scared the fool out of me. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. It scared the fool out of me.
I don't know that there's a statute that says that you have to wear reflective clothes.
Well, can you? The city makes their own ordinances. Can y'all not do that too?
Well,
it's the truth. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I've been up there. I've heard them.
Yeah.
We'll look into it.
Well, I'm just asking because I don't want to hit nobody.
Well, we don't want you to hit anybody, and I don't want to hit anybody either.
Because this, I'm telling you, it is so easy, especially up the upper end. When you come out Center Street, man, that's no kind of light. And coming in from Hickory Mound, you can't see nothing.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
Please do.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that was easy.
With regard to the
yes,
appointment.
Sir. If you come forward, please.
I'm Linda Liesel at 3301 Courtney Gray in Perry. First thing, I want to thank the road department for the fine service that they did in fixing the driveway and for the mail carrier out at my place.
Good.
It was very good. Number one, I've got three houses on Center Street. And I hear it all the time, we need a red light at Center and Old Dixie. I talked with Rob Brown. He says that's the county's road. I have nothing to do with it. And the other one is Puckett Road and Caldwell Cemetery. We've had several wrecks and a death down there. And that road is used heavy. And we need a red light down there. And since they're doing some mighty good construction down there, if we can't squeeze something in to get that done. And that's all I have to say.
I may be wrong, and I'll ask our attorney, but I think before you did something like this, you'd have to have a public hearing. Is that correct before you... and let the public have an opportunity to give their viewpoint. So it's not just that we can say, yes, let's put a red light down there. There are certain things that you have to do first.
Well, whatever you have to do to be greatly appreciated. And I know a lot more people besides me need red light down there and Carlton Cemetery. I met all of them. Center Street.
Yeah. Caution light.
There ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing there but a run-by stop sign.
Especially since this new payment's going to be there, they're going to be going that much faster.
It's ridiculous at the speed. Y'all can't control it, but that light can slow them down, and you can get across. I can't drive no more, so it don't really worry me, but I quiver when somebody's driving for me.
All right.
That needs to be, and Bob said that he didn't have anything to do with
Old Dixie.
Old Dixie whatsoever. Okay. That was a county.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking, speaking of speeding, and I've mentioned this to Jim, I mentioned it to Frank, y'all can change this, I think. That 25 mile an hour zone, I'll challenge it, beats going to Keaton. I'll challenge any of y'all to come ride with me. I put it on cruise control. Man, it's like, oh, there she is, vroom, vroom, all around me, just go right by me like they just can't breathe. And what I'm asking, can you move that speed limit some, because doggone, they just don't read, don't care, whatever, I don't know. And he's right about a stop sign or red light at Center. I'm sitting there going to turn right, and this man evidently don't know how to drive. He turned left right in front of me, and I had the right of way. A red light would stop that kind of stuff, because I nearly hit him. He turned into my lane, and I'm sitting right there going to turn right.
You better stay off of Dixie Highway.
I can't. I got to get home now.
If you don't run over somebody, they're going to run over you.
Well, you know, I mean, but, you know, you go to the beach, try it sometime, and just see what happens to you. Just see these people go 25. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They don't. They just zoom right around.
They sure do.
They do. I go to things pretty regularly, and they that's a. You know why that 25-mile-an-hour sign is that far back?
For the
because of dock carts.
Yeah.
And if we change it to 35, then we're going to amend that dock cart ordinance. And Commissioner Russell, after he was commissioner, I believe it was him who wanted to extend that so the people who live down near Gibson Road would go to the store with a dock cart.
You know, I understand that, but I also understand that Wayne and them don't have enough people, you know, because the last time I was here, I forgot to bring it up. I was going to bring it up. And I told him, I said, I know it's not y'all's fault. You don't have enough people. But somebody needs to, you know, I said, come ride the lanes.
Now, we can get the sheriff to put a little flashing sign showing how fast you're going there. You know,
they speed right up after they go past that.
I was going to Tallahassee. And the speed was 40, and I'm past one of those things, and it said 38. And I thought, I'm legal.
I saw the highway patrolman in pantsies one morning. I think he thought I was propositioning. Because I said, do you want to make some money? And he looked at me real funny, and I said, oh, no, no, not that way. I said, go down there to the beach road. I said, it's supposed to be 25 miles an hour coming out of Keaton Beach. I said, there's few and far between that go 25 miles an hour. And I said, you can make some money down there. He said, I'll see what I can do. You know, and I just bring it up because I'm afraid somebody's gone. I have people with boats passing me.
Fishermen been biting it, you know, down.
Oh, no, they was coming out.
Oh, coming out.
It takes a real brave person to ride a golf cart on that race.
Yeah.
Real brave. Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Name's Pond Wright, and I live right across from where the weeds out. I keep thinking about this old Dixie Highway. The other day, my wife was working down Stain Hatch, and I run down to see her. And I'm sure you've seen it, Jim, and I'm not sure about the rest of you. They got a sidewalk running down there all along the hunting area. There's no people live there. They got a 4-foot-wide sidewalk paved out there. Why, I don't know, because I don't think anybody would just walk out there for the fun of it around all the mosquitoes. Why can't you put a sidewalk here? Now, I heard somebody at the city council meeting say something about, well, you still couldn't ride a bicycle on it because that's a vehicle. Then make an ordinance saying that bicycles can ride in it, make an exception. Or either, and I think this law is completely stupid. When I was in the service years ago, we marched facing the traffic so they couldn't run over a whole flight of troops. People, some drunk coming down here, GIs, not that we drank that much, but you never know. But they could, we didn't let them come up behind us, they come facing us. Why can't we make the ordinance that you ride facing the traffic since you can't see behind us? All these people have been hit behind you and nobody's ever been caught. So make it an ordinance. You walk facing the traffic, you drive your bicycle or your skateboard facing the traffic. Now, I'm not going to believe that anybody riding a bicycle keep right on riding into that car coming at them.
That's right.
He's going to go over there and turn around and cuss him. If he's got a pistol, he might shoot him. But at least he wouldn't get run over, and the person that would run over him wouldn't do it again.
Okay. Now, for Dixie Highway, we do have a plan to put a sidewalk in there. We got grant money to do that, and I forget which year is it going to be installed?
2020.
So we got 2 more years before that sidewalk is put in. Well, we're waiting on the funding.
So then we can only be 3 more people killed because there have been 3 people killed in the last 2 years.
in terms of the, what you're talking about facing traffic, I've never understood that either, because if I'm out there, I want to see what's coming at me so I can get out of the way. I want somebody to come up behind me, and then maybe they don't see me, but I can see them. I agree with you on that.
Well,
I think it's the law that if you walk, you have to walk facing the traffic. But if you're riding a bicycle, you follow it.
You go with the flow.
You go with the flow.
And that's a state law?
That's a state law.
More than likely.
Well, you can override a state law. California's overriding federal law. So this county here, Taylor County, I've noticed one thing. Since my wife and I moved over here, we see people pass us on the double line all the time. On the double line, right down the Puckett Road.
Right.
And my wife just looks up, it's all right, you're in Taylor County. That's our expression all the time. Well, you see that? Yep, we're back in Taylor County. So you pass an ordinance that the bicycles can ride.
Mr. Bishop, can we go against, can we pass an ordinance that goes against state law? Okay, so we can't do that. But you can call your senator and representative and tell them that they need to do something in Tallahassee at the state level about that.
Well, we need to do something. There's no sense of people getting killed because of stupid law. And that's a stupid
law.
That's not a bad law, it's a stupid
law. It is.
Because my wife, one night in Edgewater, driving down 44, and this wasn't lighting was very good back in those days. My daughter was there, and she heard a clunk, and my daughter screamed, "Mommy, you just killed a man." And my wife liked to run off into the telephone pole, scared her half to death. "What?" She said, "You hit that man and killed him." So she pulled over, and a cop was coming from the other way, and he pulled over. And my daughter got from her back, and this guy come walking up. He was drunk. Come walking up. The cop stopped him. "What?" She told him what happened. The guy says, "Ain't nothing wrong with me." The cop said, "All right. Give him a $20 bill. Let him go home." So she gave him a $20 bill. So help me, 2 days later, I was sitting out at my hunting camp, and my younger friend Steve, we was talking about, and I was telling him about my wife hitting this person, but she had a breakaway mirror. And he said, "Juan, you ain't gonna believe this." He said, "That was night before last." I said, "Yeah." So I was sitting in the 44 pump, and this guy comes staggering in and said, "Drinks on me." Threw a $20 bill up there and went out. Some stupid woman smacked me with her rear view mirror. She shook up, she gave me a $20 bill. She says, "20, you know, drinks on me, boys." What's going on?
That's the stuff.
He wasn't facing the track. He might have at least staggered out of the way.
Maybe.
That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Okay. If not, then we're going to move on to item number 22, board informational items. Commissioner Moody?
Mr. Lakey got an email, and y'all might have saw it, about Hickory Mound. They're talking opening up April the 4th. That's what it said, wasn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Hickory Mound going to open up April the 4th. That's going to be a blessing for the county. People really didn't miss it. I looked at part of it, and they did a real good job down there, and it looked real good. It's going to be a lot better. I believe it can handle the hurricane a little better than I think, hopefully.
Can we go out and grab any?
Yeah, there are plenty of crab there. Okay. The fellow that was crabbing down there while it was closed, he was pulling a wagon all the way down there to haul them back and forth on. He was walking the whole distance. And then there were two or three that were riding bicycles down there, all that I met back when they were, before they stopped them from, you know, going down there. There's plenty of crab there. Sure.
And somebody called me just last week, one of the women was going to open.
That's right. I didn't know. We saw that. Another thing, Old Dixie Highway, that article in the paper kind of stuck in my craw a little bit. we need to offer them Old Dixie down to the city limits sign. If they want to own a highway, they can own one. Yeah.
I throw some of the bus, what do you think?
I'd love to see it down to the city limits sign if they, you know, want to work with us and help us. That'd be a good move for them. So I think we need to together offer that to them, city, and they can help us work on it. We've already got it in place to get the sidewalk put there, but down the road, but I hate it's going to take 20 to get it there. Don't seem like it should take that long to they go engineer it 19 and build it in 20. That sounds like a lot of what it said. That sounds like a long time, you know.
Well, that's just like a Green Street over here. I've been waiting for 8 years since I've been here, and it's on that list, but it just takes a long time for the funding to come in.
Right. Maybe there's some way we can speed that up, actually. In both directions there on the sidewalk. I'd love to see it. And I believe we could make it a bike lane too. I'm sure they'd use it as a bike lane if it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
But it's legal or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure it was. Make it a walking trail.
Walking trail. Bicycle.
Right. That's right.
There's not enough right of way. You mentioned walking trail. There's not the six. What are they depicted? There's only 6 feet of right of way. No part of that. So it's not wide enough on either side. We a walking trail like we've got now.
State Highway one time on Dixie.
Yeah.
I've got the D all the way through Kent.
I looked at a fresh survey marker down there the other day. Fellow bought a piece of property right where he turned to go to the post office during the common. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about building a car wash there. And he was showing me his property line and all. He grew up right over. And there's not from his mark to the highway about here to that podium right there. There's not much.
Not much, man.
Yes, sir.
Just what he's talking about, it's hard walk. But are the bicycles going to be able to use it? People on bicycles. I rode bicycles when I was a kid all over Jacksonville, and I rode on the sidewalks. There was no law against it. They didn't tell the kids to get out in the doggone street.
But I'm sure people would use it as a bicycle back too.
Well, the city saying, somebody there in the city said, oh, that's a vehicle.
Well, we'll have to dress up when we get to it. I'm sure there'll be
get somewhere. Get the sidewalk first.
That's Bob Brown saying that. I don't think that's the whole city.
Yeah, I think they'll be riding bicycles on that question.
If when we do these sidewalks like that on, like on, for instance, on Old Dixie, it's probably too late now unless we can do something different, but it should be wide. Like you see in other counties where they have a walking trail, they also can ride bicycles on it, they can use rollerblades on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a wide, I would like to see that. I get asked often about why don't we have such a trail in Taylor County.
It's a shame, about a year ago when they did away with the train track down by Old Dixie, that didn't turn into a bike lane and a hiking lane and a real, real good, like Wallfella County's got down by Starkville Highway there. I mean, would be a highway. Yeah, it's nice.
Looking good, isn't it?
It's real not good all the way.
Dixie County got it too.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
a lot of counties got it. But that ball was caught a long time ago. People bought pieces of property across there and right away that I own.
Yeah.
You know, turning it. But there is a possibility that, you know, some of them would sell it.
Well, I'm not selling it up front.
That's right. Yeah. It'd be nice to have it down by the road.
Sure.
At least apart from the north end of Old Dixie, down there, at least the plantation. There's that part.
I was thinking about that after I read the paper the other day. The Puckett Road from up in that right there, how it rode down to the, you know, that road's pretty flat on the side. You could put a bike lane right there side of that really without having to do a bunch of filling, you know, around right down side of the airport. That would make a real nice bike lane, and there's room to go out back toward Fort Scott Hall in the ditch, pretty level and flat. There could be a pretty good loop right there. In the future, we need to research that.
Yeah. And I've got constituents in some areas that have asked for such as that in their areas too.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that want that Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Commissioner Page?
I had someone mention to me the timber at the airport and the clearing of the stumps, that perhaps it would be wise if we considered splitting this into two different RFPs, two different contracts. Because generally, if you ask somebody in the timber business, harvesting timber, they don't necessarily think it's subcontracting. But it's something to think about. We've already done the RFP, I think. It's been published in the paper. But let's keep that in mind. We may want to split it up. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't have a whole list of issues to bring up or problems, but I will ask Lawanda if she got my message about the washer and dryer in the creek. I can't understand why somebody would throw away a washer and dryer on the county right away in the creek. And they just throw it. Probably got $10 for it all. Down there at the
church.
More than that, probably. I was late, I got it out of that. Thank you, Lawanda, for taking care of that. But it's an honor and privilege to be here, and it's nice to get out of here before dark. I can see my cows. That's all.
All right, good. Commissioner Dennis.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming tonight. We talked about the thing that was dear to my heart, sidewalk on Old Dixie. Another thing I just want to ask, big being a rider, is those transportation disadvantage. I was going to ask our grant director. Well, she talked with them a little bit when they go to the hospital, they at least get out of the truck and go in the hospital and sort of alarm them a little bit to let them know that the big being a rider is out there. Probably 5 minutes. The person that mentioned it to me said there would be people sitting down waiting on the big Ben ride, but by them being a little slow and a little sick, they get left there. You know, and I reckon the big Ben ride is trying to make a round or something like that on a certain hour. Mm-hmm. But we need to do that a little bit. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the signing for LeGarrette's Blood. When we had the meeting up there last week at the little parade, there was a lot of people out there, and then went to Lockheed Park. He done a lot of signing, and it was just a nice time to have. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate LeGarrette too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks, little children, look up to him. Mm-hmm. Big folks too. There is an opportunity if you get out there and prepare yourself for a better life. Everybody don't have to be out in Mr. Paget Hotel. Now, another thing, the old board we was talking about, everybody's affected by it one way or another. Believe it or not, you either pay for it or we got a member of family that's on that stuff. And I think when we get together and join together, force, we can do great things. But until then, look like it's sort of everybody's sort of bearing their own load. Okay? That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bishop?
The board had instructed Commissioner Fiegel and myself to negotiate the pay increase for our county administrator pursuant to the contract that we entered into with him. And we've negotiated, and we've offered, and he's accepted a $6,000 a year raise, which would be effective retroactive back to January the 30th, 2018. And I would ask that y'all put that on the agenda for y'all to accept that at the next regular meeting. And I think Ted has agreed for that.
Appreciate the hard work, Mr. Bishop. You and
we had a good time.
Ted, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Y'all are very fortunate to have Ted.
Is that all?
That's all I had.
Ms. Pemberton? Mr. Lakey? No. I guess it's my time. Okay. The Ridgeways were telling me, and I might as well go ahead and bring it up now, that on the beach road, from Stinghatchee, between the roll-off
and Dallas Creek, that there's a drop in the road, and it could be dangerous for motorcycles coming along. So we need to take a look at that and see what kind of repairs we need to do. And if it's going to take a while, maybe we'd want to put some signs up in either direction that there is a drop off or a dip in the road, so if somebody comes along on a motorcycle, that they're not thrown off and have a wreck.
Okay. That just occurred, Stan?
No, it's been repaired before.
Go ahead.
But apparently there's either a culvert or subset. The dirt is going.
Same culvert.
So thank you for bringing that to our attention. I want to just say that it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve. I appreciate all the hard work that this board does. We're a good working board. We work very well together, I think. I appreciate our attorney, our staff. Appreciate you, Aaron, for your reporting. I found it to be accurate so far and fair. I appreciate you doing that.
Good job.
Yes, and I appreciate the Sheriff's Department for being here, and I thank you all for coming out tonight and being with us. And anytime that you can come back and join us, we'd be more than happy to have you here. With that being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move adjourn. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is your motion approved?